Before Mazur invented himself as Mazur, he was Samson Mazur. And before he was Samson Mazur, he was Samson Mazur, a change of two letters that transformed him from a nice, ostensibly Jewish boy to a professional. And for most of his youth, he was Sam, S-A-M, on the Hall of Fame of his grandfather's Donkey Kong machine, but mainly Sam. On a late December afternoon in the waning 20th century, Sam exited a subway car and found the artery to the escalator clogged by an inert mass of people who were gaping at a station advertisement. Sam was late. He had a meeting with his academic advisor that he'd been postponing for over a month, but that everyone agreed absolutely needed to happen before winter break. Sam did not care for crowds, being in them or whatever foolishness they tended to enjoy en masse. But this crowd would not be avoided. He would have to force his way through it if he were to be delivered to the above-ground world.